Hear now these words that Paul has for us from his first letter to the church at Corinth. Verses 1 to 11 from chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be misinformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates them all. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. To another, the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. And to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit has chosen. The Word of God for the people of God. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for your servant Paul. Oh, for the mission and ministry that he has done in the life of your church. And the mission and ministry that still occurs through his words in the life of the church today. Oh God, give us a sense of peace and rest and comfort from the activities of daily life and living. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, oh God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Elizabeth Grace Saunders has written an article in the Harvard Business Review with the title, Are You Proud of How You're Spending Your Time? She urges us to stop doing what is most urgent and start intentionally investing in what is important. Yes, there is a difference between what is most urgent and what is most important. Answering that email, for example, is really not as important as attending your child's event. Saunders encourages us to prioritize family and friends, to take vacations, to stay healthy, and to finally come to know ourselves. In my experience, she writes, it's easy to lose track of who you are, what you enjoy, where you are in life, and where you're going unless you purposefully and intentionally take time to reflect. The Apostle Paul has some of the very same concerns. which is why he writes to the Christians at the church in Corinth about the gifts of the Spirit. He wants them to be proud about how they are spending their time and to make sure that they are focusing on Spirit work so that they can accomplish the ministry that God has for them in the body of the church. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be uninformed, writes Paul. You know that when you were pagans, when you were outside of the Christian church, you were enticed and led astray by idols that could not speak. Isn't it amazing how the truths of the Bible can leap centuries and speak to us exactly where we are today? We are still enticed and led astray. Oh, it may not be from Roman idols that surround us, but we're enticed by our, well, these sometimes God-forsaken things. Do you ever go out to dinner and maybe you're having a conversation with whomever it is you're with, and you look over and see another family of four or five or six? Hamburger, French fries, cheese, ketchup, no onion. Oh, I better be careful. I'm going to call my sister. Good Lord, we don't want to talk to her now. We may be tempted by those emails, those texts, those phone apps, those social media, those websites, that stuff that just draws our attention to ourselves, and we're not paying attention to the moment and who we're with. Like the Christians at Corinth, we focus more on what is urgent, but not what is important. Now, there are varieties of gifts, says Paul, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but it's from the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's all the same God who activates them, all of them, in everyone. Notice that Paul is not saying that the Spirit work is limited to a single gift. Not a single service, not a single activity. But there are varieties of gifts and services and activities. And what unites all of this together is that it's from the same divine source. Well, what source is that? To each of us is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, the work and the ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ. Spirit work comes from God. It serves the common good. So what does this word work look like? Well, we can't just say that we love our neighbors. We actually must perform acts of love. We can't simply believe in forgiveness. We've actually got to forgive those who have hurt us. We can't only talk about justice. We have to do justice. Tom Schultz, founder of Group Publishing, it's something when I was more involved in youth ministry that I would keep anything that came from group because it was fantastic. Tom Schultz has been wondering why people don't come to church anymore. Instead of just reading articles on the subject, he decided to go do some inventory and research on his own. And so he staked out a bench in a city park, and he began to ask people, "Why aren't you in church today?" One of the top reasons he got, "Well, the church is full of a bunch of hypocrites. And clearly no one wants to go to church when people on Sunday say one thing and do something different the rest of the week." But Schultz began to dig a little deeper and discovered that there's more to his response. He says what bothers people most that don't come to church is that the church people act like they have all the answers. They act like they have arrived, that they're only interested in telling others what to do. Fact is, according to Schultz, most people do not experience God in church. Most people do not experience God in church. But yet most people crave something very simple. They're dying to be reassured that God is real, that God is more than just a historical figure, that God is present today, and that God is active in the lives of individuals around them. Spirit work assures people that God is real and alive and active. Through simple actions that you and I can do, it shows people that God is present in our lives and in the community of the Christian believers. Within the church, some are given gifts of healing by the Spirit, says Paul, and another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. The list describes a variety of skills and gifts that are available to each and every one of us as those who are connected to Christ. The point is that no one of these gifts are any better than the other, but they're all to be used for the working within the life of the church, activated by the one and same Spirit. Sometimes the work of these gifts is very small and behind the scenes. A New York columnist asked his readers to describe their purpose in life and how they found it. And one of them responded, her name was Kim, and she wrote, "My purpose is simply to be the person who can pick up the phone and give you 30 minutes in a time of crisis. I can listen to you complain about your coworker." She said, "I can even look you in the eye and give you a few dollars in the parking lot. I can help you keep afloat with a little boost." You see, my friends, that's spirit work. That would fit under Paul's categories of healing, discernment of spirits, maybe even working miracles. Because it serves a common good and it builds up the community of believers. So our challenge is to clear away the stuff that clutters our lives so that the gifts of God's Spirit can be put to use in our lives. We can begin by, well, perhaps on occasion, turning off our screens for a while and instead of staring into our screens, to staring into the person who's right there with us. It's only when we look into the eyes of an individual eye to eye that we can engage in some real conversation and show each other the love of God. It might not seem to be the most urgent work, but it's usually the most important work. The good news about this spirit work is that it energizes us. It helps us connect to one another. And we then begin to experience a sense of inspiration and community and unity within the life of the church. Spirit work is replacing the earthly with the heavenly, with the urgent, with what's important. And we do this, my friends, we will find ourselves closer to God, closer to Jesus, and closer to each other and better able to serve the common good. And that, my friends, is time well spent. Let us pray. Gracious God, life can get so cluttered. And sometimes we invite that clutter and we carry it with us. As the saying goes, we pray in our daily lives and living, O God, that we will keep the main thing the main thing. And allow your Spirit to work wonders within each and every one of us. This, O God, is our hope and it is our prayer. In Christ's name, amen.